I've had glasses for 40 years. It's the right eye of mine which is very, very bad. I have to have two glasses. I cannot see people clearly across the road. I wouldn't recognise their faces until they got on top of me. Everybody has to be on top of me. I used to love seeing lovely bright things and flowers and sceneries, but they're not so clear to me now. I've got to get right on top of them to see the beautiful colours. Forty years ago, everything was so beautifully and bright. But I still get plenty of vision of the colour. I usually know the flowers and the colours of the things.
The only trouble I find with my eyes is that I can't judge the distance of anything away from me.
Everybody has to be on top of me.
I can see most lovely colours and circles and whirls.
I used to love seeing lovely bright things and flowers.
Circles and whirls.
And sceneries, but they're not so clear to me now.
It's dim.
More dim to me now, not so clear.
I can't see people clear enough.
I don't see anything at all.
I never see them, you see.
I cannot see people.
I'm very short-sighted. I can't see nothing.
I'm blind in one eye.
My sight's not as brilliant as it used to be.
People's faces and things seem quite blurred to me.
Sometimes I can recognise people from one side of the street to the other, and other times I can't.
Can't judge the distance of anything away from me.
Can't see colours like I used to.
Not plainly, nothing at all. Everything is blurred in front of me, or spots.
And circles and whirls of all different colours, most lovely colours and circles of all different colours come until I open my eyes again.
I've got glasses. But as I can't concentrate, I don't trouble to use them.
Forty years ago, everything was so beautifully and bright.
One of my most vivid memories is November 1918, when I saw the Lord Mayor's show for the first time from the top of a building in the Strand.
When they opened up on the front in March, I think it was 1917, Ypres. Everything was quiet. But within 30 seconds, guns were blazing from every angle. The flashes were terrific. One mass of colour in the sky, including fairy lights and goodness knows what.
It was on a Saturday. And in the procession were all the soldiers that had been taken part in the war, like Canadians, Australians. It was a most wonderful sight to see all these people marching up the Strand and all the excitement of thinking the war would soon be over.
One of my loveliest memories is when I went to the Alexandra Palace. The organ was playing. Beautiful flowers on the stage. One blaze of flame of flowers and colour. Most magnificent.
I was a youngster at sea. One evening at sunset, on the horizon was a swordfish and a shark fighting. What with the calm sea and the sun setting behind it, it made a perfect picture.
The blitz of a city. I was looking across London. The sight, although being terrible, was beauty beyond compare.
I can remember in the 1914 war when the Zeppelin came down at Cupley, and I was watching it go along, and all of a sudden it tipped up onto its end and blazed up, and there was all fire coming out but all round it.
And then I remember another time there was a big wood factory at King's Cross, and that went up into a terrific blaze. The sky was all alight then. Bits of wood seemed to splinter, and as they was going up from the building, it seemed to be going into the sky, which made the sky more brighter.
Guy Fawkes Night. I shall never forget Guy Fawkes Night.
The vivid spectacle we had at Lourdes, the procession there, most wonderful sight. They sing Ave Maria. They pray right the way round the gardens. Then the lights go on up the mountain and across at the top of the mountain. And the Blessed Virgin Mary, it looks as though she's really breathing. So she's alive. I think it's one of the most wonderful sights I've seen.
I used to appreciate the country and the seaside very much. I used to go to Wharton-on-the-Naze for years as a child with my mother, and I used to appreciate the different mountain cliffs and the alteration that's been made in the cliffs. Well, the last time I went was quite a big alteration, because there was a lot of cliffs around Wharton-on-the-Naze, and I used to think a lot of them. You used to have some good times there too, climbing up and that. And the house I used to stay at was very picturesque, and it always had a lane, Naseville Lane, and it was very picturesque lane, and it was a nice part altogether.
I used to love seeing lovely bright things and flowers and sceneries. They're not so clear to me now.
It doesn't seem very detrimental, really. Of course, so used to it now. It's the same with deafness, you see. I think I first was troubled after the First World War.